Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I saw a video about like black women dying alone. I really hate I hate that scare tactic. It is better to be single and healthy than in a relationship and toxic. That's what I believe. I actually know stories of black men who have died alone, literally, and was found by like a family member like 2 days later.
What? What are you talking about?
Where are you calling? Is your name Jazzy?
Jasmine.
Where are you calling me from, Jasmine?
Houston.
Houston! I was in Houston 2 weeks ago. I went to Kirby and Chapman.
Chapman and Kirby.
I lived my best life at Chapman and Kirby.
Nobody gives a fuck. It's not to hurt your feelings at all.
How old are you?
I just turned 37 yesterday.
Okay. Do you have any children?
I do not.
No kids. Have you ever been married?
No.
No. And what do you do for a living?
I own a tax office and I'm a realtor.
Okay.
Nose ring, 37, entrepreneur, never married, no kids. Well, we could debate about the no kids part, but this goes back to what I say about after 30, everything just get cringe for a woman. It's like they can't win for losing or whatever the saying is. If she 30 plus, never married, no kids, it's like, well, why? You've been dating since at least 18. So what's been going wrong? Why are you never married, no kids? So even if you try to look at it like a positive, like, cool, she don't got kids. I don't got to deal with a baby daddy. I don't got to deal with kids. She never been married. So that's a plus. I would be her first marriage. But then when you think about it hard enough, you could spin it to being cringe, too.
I want to say this. There was a lot of men in Houston. Y'all need to go outside in Houston. It was men everywhere.
I'd be outside.
It's just something about that rubs me the wrong way.
I don't know. I think it's just that I know too many people at this point here, and I know too much of people's business that I don't want to know. And so that's like, you know, it could be a turnoff for me.
Right.
Maybe you know 10 people's business. But 10 versus the population, the male population of Houston, that's not a close number. So just stop it, ma'am. And admit you're just unbearable and undateable.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
I like generous men. And not just necessarily financially or whatever, you know. Definitely love gifts, but...
I need a man. I need somebody to come in and split these bills, however we gonna split them, 70, 30, 60, 40, 50, whatever, okay? I need these bills taken off of me, all right? I'm willing to pay some of it, but paying all of it is breaking me, okay?
She has simps in her inbox on Instagram. She has simps in her TikTok comment section. I'm sure they'll buy you something, but she don't want... gifts from those guys. She want gifts from the tall, handsome guys she would respect with charisma and stuff like that. Not the type of guys who would say, hey, goddess, in her TikTok comment section. But if she could have got that, she would have got it by 37. So like I said, it's just time for her to give it up.
But you know, you started off with generous child. So just give us examples of what generous means to you.
So generous, because, you know, just, I guess more so like thoughtful. Like even if I'm at work and I'm like, you know, I'm busy, so I may not even have time to order me some lunch. Just order me some lunch or something.
What the fuck? Why?
You a grown ass woman. Order your own damn lunch. I'm not ordering you lunch. I mean, maybe if we've been in a relationship for years or something, but in the dating phase, even in the beginning stage of the relationship, I'm not buying you lunch, bitch. You own a tax office and some other shit. Like I said, you can afford lunch. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Serious men after 35, they're looking for a woman to be an asset to their lives. It's not just about puss no more when men get 35, 40, 45, 50. Since you're an undesirable woman who's basically at the bottom of the dating market, you got to come to a man talking about, I'll buy you lunch. It's not like when you were 19. She doesn't get it. She still thinks she got that same SMV as when she was 19. No, ma'am, no. I know you're used to getting more than you give, but that phase of your life is over. If you want a man, you got to give more than you receive.
And I don't want to do that.
And yeah, I'll give her 40 bucks to blow me. But that about it. And you can hop in my car, suck me off, and then I'll go get you a $40 gift. We can go together to go get a $40 gift.
God, you're sick.
I like thoughtful gifts. So it's like, you know, I'm the type of person when I'm with somebody and I pay attention to the things that they like, things that will make them happy. You know what I'm saying? So I would like the same in return.
Is there give me a hardcore example of the type of gift?
A hardcore example?
Give me an example of the type of gift so the guys can understand. Because listen, when we put out generous and money, some men just can't afford it. So they got to know if this is a tax bracket or not.
Yeah, definitely want someone who can afford it.
I'm fighting for my life.
Money matters, definitely.
Let's get there early. We done started off with that. How much money he got to make to date you, Jasmine?
Ooh. I don't think I can necessarily say a number, but I mean, guys that I've dated in the past, majority of them are, if not a millionaire, definitely a couple hundred thousandaire.
This bullshit has some broader implications.
Why didn't you stay with those, any of those men?
Most of the reasons we're cheating, most of them. But also one in particular, we were both just way too emotional for to be in the same space. Like, he was emotional, I was emotional. It was just too many emotions going on at the same time. It's just like, we have to have balance. And there was no balance.
Right. So even though they had the money, when you said millionaires are well in the six figures, it wasn't enough to keep you because they were still cheating, right?
Yeah, I don't do that.
Right. So with this being said, shouldn't that matter more than the money? Because yeah, we already realized the money could be there, but if the infidelity is there, it doesn't matter. It like cancels it out.
Now that I'm older, I do believe in respectful cheating.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
She went so deep, she went past hell.
Well, I guess this is
she went past Satan, saying like, where are you going? You're home now.
They were still cheating, right?
Yeah, I don't do that. I do believe in respectful cheating.
You can't make this shit up.
Crazy that so many side pieces think they're the main piece. I mean, it's because these men lie. I get it. When you're a gold digging, sack chasing whore, you know, you're setting yourself up to be lied to. 99% of women who chase top 10% of men are going to lose horribly in the dating market for the rest of their lives. So many women who think they got cheated on, but in reality, it was a situationship where you were the side piece he was lying to. See, here's the thing. If she really did date dudes with money, she should have figured out a way to keep those relationships. If you cool with respectful cheating now, you should have had that epiphany while retaining a high-value man. I don't know why these women think just because they might have some type of cuteness on them, there's going to be a never-ending train of high-value men looking to wife them up.
Some people expect they free ride through life, cruising by on good looks and luck. Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
I was thinking about this earlier. Women need to realize that ex-wives don't really like them. Ex-wives just think we like them when we're young and naive and don't know any better. As an ex-ex, the sooner you realize that ex-wives don't really like you for you, but just when we were young, we didn't know any better, the sooner they'll make better decisions on the dating market.
I should know absolutely nothing about it. So if you don't know how to keep it under wraps, then that's a problem. I honestly feel like all men cheat.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Wow, this is the first on my show, respectful cheating. So this is cheating where he's cheating so well, it doesn't get back to you. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you this. First of all.
Oh, Lord. I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
Let me tell you why it's hard for men to respectfully cheat. Because it's not the men, it's the girls. The girls are the ones telling, not the guy. The girls are the ones because side chicks don't want to be on the side. And they want you to know that your man was with her, so she's going to be in your DM. She's going to be in your comment section.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
So it's almost impossible. And I'm not saying whether I agree with this or not. But it's hard for a man to cheat in peace unless he's with a woman who essentially is cheating on her man. So therefore, she ain't going to rig the game because she cheating on somebody too.
Oh, yeah. Right. God.
So I've actually never had a woman come to me as a woman, and I don't go looking for it.
So how did you find out about the other guys?
Like I said,
I know other girls.
My biggest thing is I pay attention to people's patterns. So if you acting a little funny, then I'm gonna find out. And another thing is I really gatekeep my relationships. Like, you'll damn near never know when I'm in a relationship.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
So a guy you was exclusive to that made your salary, how did you find out he was cheating?
Well, I've found out on social media on accident. I was also dating one guy. Well, I was in a relationship with him, and some friends of mine were at a water park, and they saw him and his baby mom that I knew nothing about. Who
y'all were in a relationship?
Yes, and the baby was 2 years old. I would travel to his house every other weekend. They lived in the same building in the same apartment complex. Never heard of people.
Well, that's easy to cheat when you're long distance, honey.
Being retarded means leading a full life. Retarded people go to work or school just like their neighbors and come back to a real home, a supervised home right in the neighborhood where they belong. Being retarded never stopped anyone from being a good neighbor.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.